King Glagwib turned back and forth, trying to divide his attention between the prisoners in the pit and the advancing Gausam shrews. The element of surprise was working well. The shrews drove the toad masses backwards mercilessly, pushing them into the flames of their own cooking fires as they did. Logalog, the fierce-eyed leader of the shrews, fought like a mad beast, throwing himself onto several toads at a time, regardless of danger. Bleeding from a dozen trident and flail cuts, he fought wildly with tooth and rapier, all the time booming out in his gruff bass voice.
"I'm coming, Odo, my son! Log-a-log-a-log-a-log-a-log!"
Several shrews had been slain by the toads, but the losses on King Glagweb's side were far heavier. The toads were beginning to lose heart. They still fought on, but they were pushed into retreat by the ferocity of the Gausam attack. Down in the pit, there were four dead shrews, but the prisoners never stopped for a moment. The upward hail of stones was so fast and thick that they felled many toads. Mara leapt out of the cave she had been slinging from, heaving and throwing anything that came within reach of her paws. For a second, she glimpsed the snarling features of King Glagweb. Then he retreated from the edge.
"Mara, he's getting away!"
Pickle's voice called out to her over the melee.
"The tridents! Over there!"
Two toad guards had been knocked down into the pit. They lay dead in the deep watery mud, still holding their tridents. Immediately, Mara sensed what Pickle meant. Snatching the two tridents, she used them as climbing spikes. Paw over paw, up the side of the pit she went, using the tridents to haul herself up, thrusting them deep into the slippery sides, and exerting all of her huge strength, she thrust her way up to the top. Flailing with the tridents, she sent two toads hurtling into the pit before she took off after Glagweb. The king of the toads wobbled and hopped through the swamps. Toad warriors less ponderous than himself passed him on both sides as they fled from the wrath of the Gausam fighters.
"Ah! Worms! Deserters! Come back and help your king!"
Glagweb spat at the toads. Chancing a look back, he saw Mara coming after him. The toad king's throat bulged with terror as he tried to go faster. The badger maid was a frightening sight, her eyes red with rage. Foam flecking her jaws, she hurtled forward regardless of brush or sapling. Glagweb froze with horror, the strength draining from his flabby limbs as the young badger threw herself through the air and pounced upon him. The Logalog and several of his crew came dashing up as Mara lifted Glagweb from the ground bodily, both her paws locked around his throat. He dangled helplessly, croaking feebly as his legs tried to reach the ground. Mara found herself suddenly borne down beneath the weight of half a dozen shrews. Blinded by her warlike badger spirit, she turned to fight with them as her prisoner was wrested out of her grasp. Logalog's rapier touched her throat.
"Be still, young badger. Leave this one to us. He is our long-time enemy, and we will deal with him. Come and watch."
The toad camp had been destroyed. Those who had not fled were slain. Pickle, Nordo, and the others were hauled up out of the pit. Shrew warriors gathered round the pit edge as Glagweb was dragged forward. He snarled and spat at all about him. Logalog took little notice of Glagweb's anger as he unceremoniously kicked the toad king down into the pit. Two shrews nearby loosed the mouth of a sack, and something flashed down to join the toad in the pit. The shrew leader smiled.
"So then, Toad King, you end up in your own pit. The same pit that you kept my shrews in so that you could eat them. Other creatures are flesh-eaters too. Take, for instance, the pike that has just been thrown in there with you. He is only half-grown, but fierce. Why don't you try to eat him, Glagweb? Once he is hungry enough, he is going to try to eat you. I call that justice, Toad King. Eat or be eaten. Goodbye."
Glagweb recoiled to the side of the pit, trying to avoid the ominous dorsal fin that stuck out of the muddy water as the pike cruised the pit bottom, looking for food. Farther down from the toad camp lay the south stream. Moored on the bank were 15 huge logs, each one hollowed into a long dugout. The shrews sat in pairs along the length of each log. Mara and Pickle were seated in the prow of the leading log with Nordo and his father. The dugouts pushed out from the bank, and the shrews paddled them out into the centre of the broad stream which meandered to the southeast.
"Where are you from, Mara?"
Logalog questioned Mara as they rode the stream.
"From the mountain called Salamandastron, sir. Do you know how we can get back to there?"
The shrew nodded.
"It is a long journey, but I know the way. I am Logalog of all these waters. The south stream has many tributaries, and I know them all like the back of my paw. I will take you to the mountain, but first you must come with me. I have other plans for you at the moment."
Pickled smiled coyly.
"Other plans, eh? Give us a hint, Logathing."
The grim expression on Logalog's face wilted Pickle. He turned aside, muttering.
"Only asked. No harm in jolly well asking, is there? Wonder what shrew tucker tastes like. I could eat a toad."